Monday, August 2nd, 5:35 a.m. Oh, it's 2021. Okay, so I haven't been painting lately, but today I realized, yeah, I probably should have been because it's 5:35. It's still dark outside now, so I don't really have to rush out of here. So, and today would have been really nice because it's really nice in here today in the studio slash garage. And there's some things I could paint on. I redid something on the top of the painting there, the big panel, which is Man Control of the Universe, where the meteor is coming straight down at Homer Simpson. And I had originally painted something else up there. And when I painted the black, I could see the silhouette of what was behind there still. And so I sanded it down, painted a bunch of times. And this last time I didn't sand it down, but I did paint it a lot thicker. And it looks like this time I don't see the silhouette at all. So, but that's not to say that when it really dries out a lot, that the silhouette won't come back. So we'll see. But it looks pretty good at this point. And by looking at it, it's starting to get a little bit too jumbled. I want to make the visual flow a little more interesting. So there's a lot to do on this. I mean, it's a big project. It's something that is pretty fun, you know, because just dealing with all the darks and lights and the different hues and everything and the shapes, it's a lot of fun. Anyway, so so it's August, and I've been watching more YouTube stuff instead of regular news, it seems to me. Just the regular news to see what's going on in the recent, last 24 hours when they finally get the stuff on there. Like the YouTube news, they talk about more of the long-term stuff like I was talking about earlier or before, that, something happens and the media is out there framing it a certain way. Okay, but then weeks or months down the road, more information comes out, things more are clarified, some falsehoods are debunked and proven to be falsehoods, or more information comes out, more truth comes out, and we got a better picture of what's happening. And so the one thing I was watching today was about the January 6th so-called insurrection. And right away, that's how it was framed. So that's one of those things. Okay, let's frame it as an insurrection, because that's even worse. That's an attack on all of us, instead of what it was, which was just in context, and your everyday riot, and actually on everyday riot context, it was actually kind of a mild one. Nothing was really burned down. Nobody was really killed. That's another thing came out. When the first report first came out, a police officer was killed by these insurrectionists, and it turns out no, he wasn't killed by the insurrectionists. He died, later from some, like either a stroke or a heart attack or something like that. So. He was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher. No, he wasn't. So, they were framing it a pretty good, in a pretty bad light for the people that were there. When all last year, they had the, starting with the George Floyd riots, whole businesses, whole swaths of the cities being burned down, and looted. Seattle had a Summer of Love, where the riot, they weren't rioters, but you could call them insurrectionists, created their own little country, where the lo where federal and local laws did not exist. They made their own law, so they were in effect making their own country in that little section in Seattle. So, but all the funny thing is nobody really got too outraged about all that stuff. Hey, it's not happening in my town. So nobody was really outraged about it. And so the so-called insurrection on January 6th at the Capitol, they were saying today that 538 people have been arrested so far, and the FBI is out there searching for more people that participated in it, and none of them have been charged with anything that's even remotely close to called insurrection, or anything that's remotely can be considered terrorism. Okay, although they're painted, all these people in the news are painted, or even in official circles are painted with the color of being a terrorist against our country. Whereas the other people last year that were protesting in the BLM and Antifa riots are not even considered terrorists or anything, or aren't even being hunted down, So there's obviously a double standard going on here with this. And so recently news has come out also that that the FBI could have a part in agents of the FBI, maybe not field agents with a badge and everything, but at least people that are being paid by the FBI are actually were actually out there stoking the riot to get it going. So, and apparently the same thing. There's a news report that came out that this same thing with the FBI on that plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan was also an FBI led plot. So there's there's something going on here in this country, and it's not good. So let's keep an eye on that, and we'll see what happens. Let me get going here. I want to get some stuff done. I really don't have time to sit and talk too much. I'm looking at the painting, kind of itching about painting. I also bought a program, another sound program. When I bought this recording device, it came with two types of programs for to deal with sound and recording and stuff. And they also give you a very, 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 very light version of these two programs to play with, to get it familiar with it. And then you could actually do some things, and I did do some things with those programs in producing this online journal, audio journal. I ended up buying one of the programs several months ago, and I got the pro version just to make sure that there wasn't any, because you watch some of these videos on YouTube on how to deal with the programs, and you realize, oh yeah, what they're showing me I can't do because I just have the cheapo version. If you had the pro version, you could do all this other stuff with it. So it's kind of, that was kind of irritating. Anyway, so the other program, it has more to do with like music and stuff, and I really was not going to buy anything about it. But because, well, they have the cheapo version that I had, then they had an elements version that it just has the basic elements of stuff, and you could do a lot more than with a cheapo version. But then they had an artist version, And then they had a pro version, and the pro version was way up there. And I said, eh, I don't really want to spend anything close to that. You know, the Elements version, yeah, I could play with that a little bit, just to see what's going on and buy that program. So I went online last week, early last week, and they said, oh, you can buy the artist version, and for that price, we'll actually give you the pro version. So yeah, so I guess basically that's 40% off. I said, oh, you know, how can you pass up that? And it's not that much. So I went ahead and bought that, and I've realized now that yeah, I probably won't ever really use too much of it, but you never know. You know, let's see what happens. And so by looking at this painting. I shouldn't look at the painting while I talk because I realize, oh yeah, I could do this, I could do that as I'm talking. And a lot of it is just, well, do you want to do that? You know? Who knows? There's so many possibilities of things that you could do that you don't know where it'll take you, but you know, it could turn out to be interesting, or it could turn out to be just a total failure. You never know. Ah, so let me get going here, and I'll call this a wrap.